All right. Thank you for waiting patiently. I do have a lodge that's available. It's not a cabin. It's called Mount Rushmore Lodge. And the description for that, it's a two-bedroom unit. It's a queen bed, a European bunk bed, a trundle bed, a couch, kitchen, and bathroom with shower only. It comes with Wi-Fi, and it's no loft. Is that something that would interest you?
Okay, now what's that going to cost then?
Okay, for the lodge, let's see. Let me look at the price. Rush.
I think there's only going to be, I don't remember if it's going to be four people or five people in there. So.
Well, they go according to not how many people are going to be there, but just according to the lodge itself. It's not per guest or how many people.
What's the name of this? Rushmore Lodge?
Mount Rushmore Lodge. Give me one second. All right, so they go by code, that's why initials. So cabinet. One second, get you that answer. So it's going to be $84 daily.
$84 daily on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and what days would that be?
Well, the dates that you advised me that's available is the August 19th, and that is a Friday, and your departure is August 21st, which is a Sunday.
Okay, they can get in there. And you don't have nothing for 12th, 13th, or 14th in that same lodge?
No. I did put again, I'll put it in again, August 12th as you want, and August 14th. One second. And nothing comes up. Only our RV sites come up, but nothing for lodges or cabins.
Okay. So that would be, right now, it'd be Mount Rushmore Lodge, the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be $84 a month, a night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah, I think we'll book them. And that's going to be under my, what does she go by, Angie Mackey? Angie Prowse Mackey, yeah.
Okay, so A-N-G-I-M-A-C-K-E-Y, one of your children, correct?
M-A-C-K-E-Y, yeah, it's going to be for one of the kids on that day, on those days.
All right. Can you advise me how many adults, children, or pets will be attending?
There'd be two adults and then and three kids.
Okay.
I think they might only bring two of them, I don't know.
Right, no problem, I understand.
Okay, do you need our service number or anything?
No, it came up. Give me one second.
Okay.
Now, will you be attending?
Pardon?
Will you be attending the resort or just her and her family?
I think that'd be just her and her family, unless something else comes up or something where I can get away.
Okay. Because of the type of membership that you... Okay, she's a member. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, she's a member, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if I forgot that if she wasn't a member, fortunately, you would have to be attending the resort with them. All right, so can I send a confirmation email to the same email address we have of kmp8097@ndsupernet.com?
Sure. Unless you got it right over the phone, I can just write it down right now.
Well, it's not a confirmation number to give you. It's let you know that we reserved it for this lodge, your dates,
okay,
and how many people will be going. So that's what it is. It's not a number for me to, I can give it to you verbally. It's a long number, but I can definitely give it to you if you're ready for it.
Sure, sure.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so that reservation number is 159.
Okay.
019.
What is it? 019? Okay.
Yes, 10.
Yes, 10.
Correct. So it's 159-019-10.
Okay.
All right, and so the site is going to be Mount Rushmore Lodge.
Okay, and then I, right. Okay, 10, and then I got another question for you. Can I get
yes,
another?
Please.
Can I get for cabin campers?
Sure. Give me 1 sec. Let me finish this one. Primary. All right, and what is your arrival date?
Okay, our arrival date would be for September 6th through September 12th.
All right.
For us, and then we're going to use four guest passes that we have, and that's going to be for two people, so they're going to be staying on 6 and 7. And leaving on the 8th.
Okay. So let me just book yours first, and then I can take your guests.
6 through 12. Okay.
All right. And what equipment will you be bringing? Is it a fifth wheel, class A, B, or C?
We're bringing a fifth wheel,
All right. And what's the length for that?
The length is about 32 to 35 feet.
What number would you like for me to put?
Okay, we would like 205, 6, and 7.
No, I put 35 feet. And are there any slide outs located on the vehicle, the driver, passenger, or both?
Both.
Both, thank you. And you request to have which site number you stated?
Well, we'd like to have 206 if we can get it.
206, okay. Now I'll try to come close to it or on it. One moment.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
I'm just trying to come as close to that as possible.
Oh, okay. How about 222? Is that open?
Let me ask you a question before. Are you looking for a full hookup?
Yeah, full hookup for 50 amp service, yeah.
All right, so it's going to narrow it down. All right, now I don't have 206. I do have 205. I have 207, but not 206.
Not 206. Okay, now what about 222, 223, and 224?
I have 223 and 224.
That's the only ones that are open, 223 and 224. How about 221?
221 is available.
Okay, can we have, I'll take 222 for those from 6 to the 12.
Okay, so you want site 222.
222, yeah.
Okay, let me book that. All right, now 222 does consist of, it's a full hookup RV site. It does give it amenities of 30 amp and 50 amp, sewer, water, and Wi-Fi. Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right, so this is from September 6th, which is on a Tuesday, and your departure is September 12th, which is on a Monday. Is that correct?
Great.
All right. And if you could advise me how many children, pets, and or children are, pets will come, adults are coming?
No pets.
Just two adults. Two adults, okay.
No children, no pets, no nothing.
Okay.
Okay, and we're gonna be in 222, right? Yeah.
Right, that's 222. Let me go ahead and send that confirmation email. All right, one moment.
Okay.
Oh, boy. One second.
And 221 was right in front of that cabin, right?
One moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 222 was booked, and now you're looking for 221, is that correct?
Yep, for 222, right. Yeah. And then 221, we want them, and 223 from 6, 7, and 8, two of them.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is the next resort reservation you're trying to do? Which site number?
221.
Okay.
It's got to be kind of hard making reservations in North Carolina and doing it for South Dakota, don't it?
Pretty much. Let's see. Okay. So it is not going to allow me to book one more because you're already in a reservation.
Pardon?
You already checked in. You're in a reservation. Once it said checked in, hold on a second. Yeah, you're in a reservation at this time, correct? Are you at a site at this time, site 346?
Yep.
Okay. So the type of membership you have is not going to allow me to book another one because you already have one created for the Mount Rushmore Lodge, and then you have one for site number 222. So it's not going to allow me to book. It's going to say you're booking four, and it's not going to allow me to do a third one. Even though you're already checked in.
Okay, well, oh, for crying out loud. Okay, well, that's going to be for a different month, though.
It's a reservation. Is a reservation. It doesn't matter what month you do it for. It's a reservation.
Oh, I know, but we want to bring two other people along when we come on in September 6th through the 12th, they're going to only be staying for two days, or actually 6 and 7, and then leaving on the 8th.
All right, if you want them to be on their own site, then that's considered a reservation.
Yeah, now, but what we're using guest. I know, but we're still using guest passes for that.
Okay. Then let me go ahead and get you to a member service. They can go ahead and override that matter, and they can book your guest for site 221 then, okay? So give me one moment, please.
Yeah, I'm going to need 221 and 223 then.
Okay. They'll be able to do that for you. Then it's going to be more than four. It's going to be four now that you're going to do reservation for site 221 and 224. So I'm going to go ahead and get you over to a member service department, and they'll be able to go ahead and assist you with that request, okay?
Okay, now who's going to call me? Somebody from down here or what?
No, I'm advising you to please hold on. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to member services, and they'll be able to go ahead and book those other two reservations that you're asking for.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so give me one
okay.
moment, please. All right?
Okay.
One moment.
Okay. See, okay, I got one question. One thing,
sure.
it would be 221 and 223, not 224. 221 and 223 because we're going in 222. Okay.
I understand, but again, that's two more reservation. Your membership is only allowing me to book for three. You're already in a reservation itself, and you already have two booked. So now you're asking me to book another two additional ones for site 221 and 223. And I'm advising you that our member services is able to override that and book that for you. So I'm asking you if you can please hold on for one moment.
Okay, I'll hold on.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.